Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend, Brendan Ross, join us again. Brendan joined us on the show for the first time, I should say. He's president of Direct Lending Investments, LLC. Brendan Ross has become an expert and a first adopter in peer-to-peer lending. He's the president of Direct Lending Investments, LLC, Direct, D-I-R-E-L-E-N-D, Derlend, I guess, Derlend.com is how you say that. And sure. He's here to talk to us about peer-to-peer lending. Brendan Ross, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
It's good to have you back. So, okay, Brendan, I've been talking to my audience about peer-to-peer lending and about, or I should say about crowdfunding for a long time. The previous guest is a longtime member of my brain trust, Tom Anastasi, is doing a film right now, a full-length film, almost 2 hours, where he is raising money through Indiegogo for people to donate to help him fund his project.
Yeah, it's just the perfect vehicle for films and other types of things where someone's
trying
to get the product.
Bands and artists and people who have causes that you are emotionally attached to or whatever. Peer-to-peer, I should say crowdfunding, the easiest way and the thing that's been around the longest has been basically donations or what is nothing more than a transaction, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But now one of the things that's been going on for a while now has been the issue of capitalizing small businesses. And most small business capital, when they need you know, a shot in the arm, so to speak, most of that historically has come from debt and typically from banks. But that landscape is changing because of what you guys are doing right now, Brendan.
Well, you know, bank lending to small businesses has been declined since 1998. It's really not even a post-Great Recession phenomenon. The banks have just been getting out of their local communities and been over-focused on the Fed for a long time, and it's really what the alternative.
Now, let me say this. When we talk about banks, we need to differentiate between big banks and community banks.
Yeah,
because community banks are planted in the ground on Main Street.
It's true, but if you look at the percent of loans done to small businesses by all banks, it went from 50% in 1998 to less than 30% today. It's been a decline across the board.
Well, part of that's not necessarily let me say this. I'm going to defend community banks because I think they're different. Quite a bit different. I know more about them, but be that as it may, I don't want to take on the banks right now. I want to talk about the attraction of peer-to-peer lending through crowdfunding by lending. As much as I love my community bank, and I believe community banks are going to be here, I still know that the lending landscape is going to change quite a bit over the next period of time. What do you think?
It's really true, especially as the loans get smaller. It really is the job of alternative lenders and crowdfunders to help put those together. On the small business side, it's been less probably about individuals helping individuals and more about hedge funds like the kind that I run funding ultimately the loans that go to small businesses.
Is that the primary source of your, or I should say demand for your loans is from small businesses, not from individuals?
Yes. Yes, I lend. My fund funds only small business loans. They run from $0 to $200,000. The interest rates are not low, but the capital is there.
What is the interest rate? What's the typical imputed rate?
Probably 15 to 30%.
That's expensive. And folks, that rate he just told you is indicative of the level of risk that's involved with dealing with small businesses who typically don't have good financial records. Right, Brendan?
It's true, and actually the loans are typically done with 6 months of bank history. I mean, you're going to expect your TAC records to get pulled and so on, but the underwriting is done on your bank history and not on an income statement or balance sheet.
Right, not on the right, which most small businesses don't have. So you found a way to go around the lack of up-to-date financial records by going to their history, their cash history.
That's it. You really want to get your own view of the business based on the most recent information you have about real money flowing in and out of that business.
Right, right. And so that's an interesting way to think about it. So folks, one of the things that we'll talk about in a little bit is the way Brendan and people who do what he does are filling a gap. Even though he and I might disagree a little bit on some things, one of the things I do believe is that there are gaps in the funding of small businesses, especially from 0 to 5,000 or something like that, or maybe even on the higher end. There are gaps that typically banks, largely because of what the regulators require them to do, aren't able to take care of. And so we'll talk about that after these messages with our new friend Brendan Ross. He's the president of Lending Investments. And Brendan, give us that website, please.
Sure, DIRLEND.com.
Check it out. Quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.